The EP Podcast, heard everywhere podcasts can be found, and always at theeppodcast.com.
And welcome into the EP Podcast. My name is Chris Lanuti. I am one half of the team that brings you 30 minutes of good in a world of dumb from my 9-foot homemade oak bar in my basement right here in Evergreen Park. Each and every week, we come out on demand on Mondays with a live show Thursday nights and a weekend update that hits about Friday afternoon. And it is all proudly brought to you by the First National Bank of Evergreen Park. You see them in that iconic building right there on 95th and Pulaski. I've driven past that ever since I had my learner's permit. You need a bank you can rely on, one that knows your community and provides customized accounts and offers just for people like us. Count on First National Bank of Evergreen Park, located over at 95th and Pulaski. They are a locally based community bank committed to the people and businesses right here in Evergreen Park. And now, when you open up a total access checking account, you get $300 as a bonus just for being an EP Podcast listener. That's right. You're listening right now. All you have to do is open up an account today at bankevergreenpark.com/EPPod to get that deal. $100 required to open. Requirements to qualify. Must use the link to apply. Member FDIC. We have a very fun show for you. Part of the show is going to take place in the backyard. Set up the tables out there. Why? There's going to be feats of strength as two local restaurants, Open Outcry Brewing Company, John Brand, who's been over here a lot, tastes beer with us, talks business with us, and then our good friend Sal Munoz over at Unidad. They are going to battle in a battle of the area restaurants outdoor in my backyard. I will give you more details in just moments as to what is going on out there. Before we get to that, though, I want to share a story with you. And I touched on something similar to this maybe about a week or two ago on one of my other podcasts here on the Broadcast Basement On Demand Radio Network, on my Sox in the Basement show, the number one White Sox podcast there is. Beats everybody. And I am eternally grateful for that. Just a couple of friends talking White Sox baseball each and every week. Season's about to start. I'm excited about baseball being back. And I brought up something about the negativity, because it surrounds us all right now. It surrounded baseball over the last couple of weeks. First, everybody wanted a baseball season. Now it's like, well, I don't know if the season's going to make it. What if they don't play? And what if a whole team gets sick? And this is a bad idea. The same people that were sitting around saying, let's do it. On a bigger scale, we're surrounded by negative things. I think I'd be lying if I said that I didn't watch that video once or twice about what happened downtown in Chicago, where police officers had fireworks shot at him and bottles hitting him in the head. I'd be a liar if I didn't know about all the social strife and political strife and what's going on with COVID. And I try to provide a show that's entertaining and stay away from these things a little bit just to give you a break from it. So what I want to do today is I want to give you a story of hope, because I believe that all of these things are the result of the fact that we're not talking to each other. And I don't count Facebook. I don't count Twitter. I don't count text or emails, chat rooms, or the like. That isn't talking to your fellow man. Talking to your fellow man is speaking to them face to face. And too many times in this world, we plant our flag right there on the ground, and then we decide, no matter what, we're not going to admit that maybe the flag could have been a little bit over here or a little bit over there. Nope, I'm sticking with my flag, I'm defending my point, and we're all ready to fight with each other. But this story is about two Evergreen Park families that really don't know each other very much. I mean, our kids go to the same school. We don't talk very often with each other. We know of each other. I've heard they're good people. They must have heard we were okay, because when something happened between the two kids, and when I say kids, 14 years old, in which one started to send something in a text message that probably shouldn't have been sent, and the other one tried to defend themselves and they got into a big argument, very easily the two families could have dug in their heels, and it could have turned into a war of, well, my kid would never do that. Well, my kid would never say that. Well, it's got to be your kid's fault. I've seen that before. But instead, the other day when my daughter brought the message to me, first we sat down and we had a conversation about, don't ever go online again and get into an argument. You're never going to win it. Nobody's ever been convinced by an online argument. You can't hear the inflection of somebody's voice. You can't see their facial expressions. You're never going to come to an understanding typing something to somebody. I used the Hamilton example because she had just watched that play on Disney Plus. And I told her, remember when Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton, they were friends, they were a little bit of rivals, but they weren't like angry with each other. But then they start writing letters back and forth instead of talking to each other. Then they start taking jabs at each other. And what happened at the end? She goes, well, one of them shot and killed the other one. And I'm like, and did he feel good about it? And he goes, no, I wish I would have talked to him. I said, it's the same thing right now with electronic media, except like a billion times worse. But after I had that conversation with my daughter, I went and did the thing that probably every parent would dread, walking over and informing the other family that this was going on so they could talk with their kid. And you never know what you're going to expect. And here's a person that I have barely talked to in my life, maybe once or twice. I wasn't even sure of his name, the other dad. And he comes down the porch and he stands in the front yard the other day and we have an adult conversation. And I make it clear that I have no problem with his kid. It's just, I think something got out of hand. And he goes, I'm going to go check on it myself. And within a couple of hours, the two kids were apologizing to each other on a front porch. And the dad was on the phone with me, making sure everybody was good. And I'm telling him, I completely understand. Kids go through things sometimes. That's what we're here for as parents. My kid screws up, I'm going to make sure my kid knows they screwed up. His kid screws up, he's going to make sure his kid knows. And they learn from it. That's what's missing right now in this world. We are doing too much yelling on Twitter, too much political posturing, too much planting our flag, and refusing to budge from that area right there next to the flag, even if we know deep down that maybe our flag's in the wrong spot. Maybe it should be a little bit over here or a little bit over there. And you know what cures that? Talking to each other, being honest with each other, caring about your fellow man. We need a little bit more of that in this world, and I had a little bit of hope after this weekend when it worked out that way between two different families. And that needs to work out more and more. And luckily, there's a lot of good people here in Evergreen Park, and I think that's why this community is holding together maybe a little bit more than other ones right now. We've got a guy who made a big decision this weekend. John Brand shut down his restaurant and publicly explained to people that he had a positive COVID-19 test in his place of business. Did the right thing. If you listen to the weekend update, you get the full story. Everything's been cleaned. Everybody's been tested. The time period has passed. Everybody is safe. And they're reopen again. That's a good guy. We got Sal Munoz. He's here. He shut down Unidad for a few weeks just to make sure everything was safe for people. The both of them, though, are going to square off coming up here on the EP Podcast, found everywhere podcasts can be found and always at theeppodcast.com. Does your financial advisor actually take time to listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation changes? Why worry about those things? When Tom Walsh is nearby, he's your local Edward Jones financial advisor. He works with you, focusing on what's important to you. He uses an established process to create personalized financial strategy, and he partners with you to help your strategy stay on track. Listen, families in South Chicagoland have been benefiting from Tom's get-to-know-you approach and do-the-right-thing values for over 18 years. Contact my close personal friend and also a fellow Brother Rice alumni, Tom Walsh. He's your local Edward Jones advisor, located in Mount Greenwood, right outside of the EP at 111th and Kedzie. Member SIPC. So at the end of last week, going into the weekend just a little bit, Open Outcry Brewing Company had to shut down. Open Outcry Brewing, located over at 10934 Southwestern Avenue. And John Brand told the whole story. And we've already put that in our weekend update. Just look back at the last show before this one. You can hear the whole thing. I'll surmise for you, though, just in case, so you're in on every joke that you're going to hear on this episode. John had an employee test positive for COVID-19. She hadn't actually been at the location for nearly 2 weeks. But out of an abundance of caution, he shut everything down, put it on all of his social media platforms, and came on the EP Podcast live last Thursday night, the day that it happened. Since then, he's tested his entire staff, done a deep clean, and reopened. He did the responsible thing. Another responsible guy took his time opening things up when the lockdown began, Sal Munoz. Another one of our good friends, Unidad Latin Kitchen and Bar, 3339 95th Street. What you're going to hear now is what happened when the two of them started taking little jabs at each other for fun and how it turned into an actual physical competition right here on the EP Podcast. And away we go.
We just solved all the world's problems here in Evergreen Park, Illinois, on the EP Podcast. And you are the next to sign a $100 million contract with Spotify. We figured it out.
I want to get right to, here. I want to get to the fun part tonight.
On 99th and Kedzie, right here. We solved all the world's problems.
There was an original idea why we were going to be doing this outside. And I want to know if the idea is going to happen because I'm set up for it. I came to these two guys and they wanted to get together. And I said, we should have a battle of the restaurants. Now, this is a true thing, Hannah. I said, we should have a battle of the restaurants. And I suggested, maybe you each have a great burger. Maybe we bring the burger and we try to figure out who's the best burger. Or you each bring in a craft beer because you have Casa Humilde and he makes beer. Or I had all these different things, cocktails, whatever. And John texts, why don't we just play each other in basketball? Because he's tall.
Well,
he said, Sal, I'll play left-handed to make it easier on Sal.
And I had Sal's hamburguesa about 2 weeks ago, and it was delicious, by the way.
Thank you, John.
It was delicious.
So he basically was like, I'll just play left-handed, and that'll even it up. And Sal's retort was, I used to play basketball in high school. I'm ready. And these two guys challenge each other to a basketball game. And so I have a hoop in the driveway here.
I started drooling when I heard that.
I started practicing at 6 o'clock in the morning. I was like, what did I get myself
this
into?
Is amazing. So these two guys on a text message while we're trying to figure out what we're going to do on the show, somehow randomly start challenging each other to a basketball game. I have a basketball. I have a microphone next to the hoop so we can pick things up.
That's awesome.
I brought my broadcast headset so I can call the game.
Your listeners are not going to want to listen to a basketball game.
Okay, I've got this. And I'm going to give Hannah another microphone, and we could do horse. But I just want to see battle. I brought a basketball,
Let's play quick game of pig.
You want to do a quick game of pig?
Let's do that.
All right, so here's what's going to happen here. We're going to have the battle of the restaurants. We have Sal from Unidad and John from Open Outcry. It started off as it was like, we're just going to try some burgers, and I'm just going to be like, oh, they're both great. You know, that's what I was going to do. Oh, they're both great. Ha, ha, ha. And it turned into, I want to beat you at basketball, which I think is absolutely amazing. So here we go. I'm going to hit a little musical interlude. I'm going to switch around some things with the microphones while these guys are getting ready.
It's like a halftime already. We haven't even played. This is a halftime show already.
When we rejoin you, it's Unidad versus Open Outcry live on the EP Podcast, found everywhere podcasts can be found, and always at theeppodcast.com. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow. All right, this is amazing. I have my broadcaster headset on. Welcome to the EP Podcast. We are live. I have microphones set up near the court. Hannah will sit down next to me, and it's going to be a quick game of pig, P-I-G, between Unidad and Open Outcry. Sal just tried to put up a jump shot and missed by 3 feet with an air ball. And so this could get really ugly really quick. I hope this game of pig doesn't last for like 3 hours. People get tired of it. I love this. So I got a mic. You see this, Anna? I got a live mic sitting over here next to the net.
Yep.
Okay.
Got a picture of it.
Yeah, and you don't have to get up very close to the mic because I have them amped up so that we can pick up the sound.
Yep.
So you don't have to sit back about as far as you are right now, or just right around here and you'll be good.
All right.
And these guys are getting ready to go. So John Brand. Are we starting here? Is that what this is? That was a start. John Brand just hit a 15-foot jumper straight up in my driveway. And Sal Munoz from Unidad will try to cut. And he sinks it. So we have no letter here. As John starts off simple and Sal shows, yes, I can shoot. John goes right back to the well and misses, rims out. Sal moves back into the same spot. He can always change it up because he could do something else here. It's a little bit lower because my kid plays off it, so you might be able to dunk on it. And I have no problem with some dunking during this pig broadcast. Sal is now trying to see if he can get to the rim. He's going to go back over. Hannah, join me in the broadcast. Stop taking pictures of these guys.
I'm videoing
Join me in the broadcast here. Okay. Sal's going to set up. He goes in with a one-handed dribble and slams it home. Oh. And now he realizes that John is 7 feet tall, and he immediately slams it home. And
back to
Yeah, I would not go into a dunking contest with a guy whose head is almost near the rim, Sal. That's a terrible idea. All right, Sal Munoz from Unidad now is going to set up on a quick. He's going to do a crossover, put it up, and miss. So a brick laid up. John Brand's going to come up with a short off the backboard.
Ooh, nice spin around the rim.
Yeah, so he goes off the backboard, so he's going to dribble up on the left side off the backboard. Sal's going to try to do it. He rims out, and Sal Munoz from Unidad is trailing. He has a P in pig against
there
Open Outcry.
Go.
John
nothing
Brand
but
now.
Net.
John Brand shoots one from 3 feet away and swishes it.
Another
and Sal
one,
does the
nothing
same
but
thing.
Net for Sal.
All right, they're going back and forth here now. They're working up a lather. I'm sitting here drinking a beer in my backyard.
This is some great technique, Chris.
And my neighbors are trying to figure out what the hell is going on. Sal missed another one! P.I. for Sal Munoz on a 10-foot jump shot. So now John Brand's going to try to shoot from behind the backboard,
oh,
and he makes it.
But net.
John Brand sets up behind the backboard and makes it. Sal has to hit this over the back of the backboard, or this is over. It's over! It's over! Unbelievable! That's pig! It happens so quickly, it's over. We'll be back once we have the microphones reset up. That's absolutely incredible. He just sweeps him here on the EP podcast.
Building relationships, supporting the community, and service. These are the things that Country Financial stands for. They're more than just an office you may pass by as you drive through Evergreen Park. They're neighbors who lend a helping hand and support the fabric of your community, including charitable organizations, sports, financial education, and civic organizations. And since Country is already your neighbor, they want to get together and chat. Call your local Country Financial representative, Mike Thauer, today at 708-425-1559 to talk about the things that are important to you and how he can help you protect them.
Absolutely incredible what I just witnessed here live on the EP podcast. And what's great about that one, what's great about it is that Sal is the one that, like, after you made the joke, was like, yeah, I'm playing you. And you just swept him P-I-G to nothing.
I think I had a P.
No, you didn't have anything. You missed a shot, but that was...
Yeah, but you were leading off on that one.
You swept him on that one. Do you feel bad that you swept him? Like, I mean, is it like one of those things where, like, you... Yeah, I mean, people might be upset about what you just did to him. Like, it might be like, John should have let that guy have it, you know, like, make it close. Are you upset?
No, not at all. I, first of all, I'd like to thank, first and foremost, I'd like to thank God. And then, of course, my parents for installing such strong values and work ethic in me.
Where are you going after this?
I'm probably going to start drinking after this.
I was going to see if you said Disney World.
That was a stock in the Malone assist that I messed up. Yeah, I'm going to Disney World.
You know, and the thing was, Sal looks good out there, right? Like he's got the swagger.
Yeah.
He's kind of dribbling. He kind of puts a little shake into it before he puts it up. Yeah, and you just stood there like a statue and just were like, yeah, I'm draining this. And the dunk thing was the funniest thing because he comes up, he lines up the rim. And he's like, well, I'm going to see whether or not I can make it. Yeah, I can make it. I can touch the rim. And then he goes over and he makes the dunk. And then you just laugh and go, I'm huge. And you just walk over and just dropped it right through the hoop. And the look on his face was like, I'm going to lose. Like, that was the moment I think he realized that he wasn't going to make it. Yeah. And I like the style of going over the back of the backboard and dropping it in.
That was nice.
I've been watching Larry Bird highlights on YouTube recently. So.
Nice.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, so we should have had a bet on this where Sal had to bring you something. You know,
actually, you know,
if you had a food item right now that would be a worthy prize that you would bring over to Open Outcry, what would it be right now?
I can answer that.
That thing I ate for brunch was absolutely incredible.
We were there, I think, a week and a half ago. My family and I were there. We dined. And you have a beer that's the
1906.
The 1906.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I should have brought that for you.
I must have drank 12 of those things. Really good.
I got you.
Yeah.
Next time.
Those things are good.
Now, who makes the 1906?
It's actually a beer from Spain.
Now I noticed
1906
one.
Reserva.
You can get this one in Disney World at Epcot Center.
Is that right?
When you're in Spain. That's the only time I've ever seen it except for your bar.
Okay.
You can get the 1906 in Disney World when you're in Epcot Center. That's the Spanish beer. One of the ones that you can get in there. And that's the only other time I've seen it besides over at Sal's place. So you and the mouse, you're the only ones that have it. It's incredible.
It's a great bear. And then I want some of that avocado cream to rub all over my face, too.
Yeah, to keep him young. That's what he wants.
So actually, my mom said I can use it to sell it. But I'll bring some over.
I bet the margins would be better.
You look good.
Yeah.
Shit. You don't need it.
Yeah. Yeah. You should know that I'm only 26 years old, Sal.
John's starting to grow the hair back out in his head. Have you noticed that? Like, he normally is like,
John's growing it, and I'm losing it.
He uses the razor and keeps it nice and smooth. You're growing it back. Is this a thing? You plan on growing it long?
Yeah, it's just been a long week and a half.
Did the wife sit there and say, I'd love it if you had some long hair? And you're like, yeah, I'll do my best, or what?
No, I very rarely get compliments from there. But, It's just been a long week. I just haven't had a chance. I just haven't had a chance to cut my hair.
I'm dealing with COVID, Chris. Like, I mean, yeah. What are you giving me a hard time on my hair?
I got other things on my mind right now.
All right. Well, the beer, but give me one dish here before I let you out of here. Give me something if somebody wants to go to Unidad this week. That they should definitely make sure that they try, because we've had your chef on before. She's incredible. So, I had that brunch, and Erica looks at me and she goes, "Everything we eat here is good. Even when I go to brunch, everything I eat is good."
You know what? Actually, come and try the brunch. Everything, the brunch is starting to pick up.
What was the thing that I had? They had the strip steak on the top of it and the eggs. Rancho.
You had the huevos rancheros.
Wow, the way you say it sounds much better than when I say it. I just called it, "Can I have the Hervo Rancheros?" That's what I think I called it. How do you call it?
Huevos rancheros.
Yeah, I can't do that.
That sounds better.
Yeah, you roll your R and all that stuff. I can't do that. No, I can't.
So I would say try that and then just come try
brunch. This is why Hispanic girls wouldn't date me for very long, because I would embarrass them in front of their families.
I'd rather have Sal feed it to me than you, for sure.
Okay, and if I walk into your place, give me a featured beer that I would have. What would I wet my whistle with right now that you're having over there?
We just dropped the Dark Pool with Kona coffee beans.
Ooh.
And it's delicious. I'm very happy
Are the Kona coffee beans, are those the ones that are out of Hawaii? Is that what those
Correct.
Are?
Correct, yeah. So Will got his hands on some Kona coffee beans, rested Dark Pool in a barrel on them for 3 days, pulled them off the barrel. And he did a really nice job.
Erica will want that.
John, is that the one you had me try?
What did you have? When you and your wife came a couple weeks ago, you had the coconut and chocolate.
Okay, guys.
We had Dark Pool on coconut and chocolate.
Freaking amazing.
I know.
It's gone. It was gone in 2 days.
It's amazing.
We don't have it anymore.
Listen, here's the problem. He makes this amazing beer. Like, that's the thing. He makes these amazing beers, but they're always like these experimental ones. And then you're like, okay, great. Can you mass produce that now and pour it down my throat every night? Why is it gone? Like, make more.
You know, we're a small brewery, and we have our core three or four beers that
If you'd stop closing every 3 days for people's safety, maybe we'd be able to get more beer.
kick a man when he's down. Jesus. I thought I was your guest on this show.
I know. You trying to take care of everybody. What the heck?
Yeah.
Mr. Do the Right Thing. We're live now on Thursday nights because I'm trying to pull a hamstring on Wednesdays in a men's softball league. So we've moved to Thursday nights being live. There is a weekend update. We have two great guys who stop by here all the time and talk with us. And I love, especially during these crazy times. Oh, God, I didn't even get to the question I want to ask you. I'm asking the question. I don't care if we're at the end. We're all laughing, but I got a serious question. I got a serious question for you. Here we go. I got a serious question. I've been waiting to ask you guys. Here we go. So the governor is already starting to make threats. He's closing things down again. But didn't a judge rule that everything that he said since April 9th is invalid? So would you guys, if all of a sudden it became a reality, consider talking to somebody with like a law degree and be like, do I actually have to close? I mean, like, would it be like one of those things? I mean, like, I would do that if I were a restaurant. I would be like, hey, do I really have to close?
Yeah.
Do I have like a way where I could be like, I'm staying open, and if some kind of consequence happens, you could just fall back on that court case? I would at least call somebody, right? Or is that something where you guys are like, public perception, not a chance, we've got to follow?
There's a little bit of that, of course. I don't know if our community would appreciate a decision like that by us.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
I'm saying. I'm saying like it'd be at least a phone call. I would probably.
I'd be interested to know what that means through the lens of a lawyer, for
right?
Sure.
Yeah, I'd be curious.
But I think we would put an ear to the rail in any of these circumstances to determine what our community and what our staff wants, and we would try to do that. Right. Do I want to go back into shelter in place? I don't.
No.
Do I think that the probability of that happening is increasing? Yes. And are we preparing ourselves for that? We are. We are doing that, which is why we're doing things like we built out a retail space and we're putting service windows in so that we can keep people out. If we do go into that type of scenario, we can serve people through a service window where they don't have to come inside anymore. But I think you still have to, regardless of how you feel about all this, you still kind of got to have to respect the community that you operate in.
Sal, same thing.
Yeah,
I see you nodding.
Way.
You feel, feel the
absolutely.
Same way. See, you guys are probably more level-headed than me. I'd just be like standing there, and be like, "Nope, not a chance." One judge said, "I don't have to listen to you anymore," and then everybody would hate me for it. But that's what I would do. I'd be "I don't have to listen to you anymore."
That's not true. You would do what your customer. You're in the service industry, so you're going to do what your customers want you to do.
Well, but I could be hot-headed because I'm just a podcaster.
And I think that's true.
That's true too.
That showed when this first thing came on. It showed like you were out there. You know, and kind of being there for your listeners.
Right.
And so I think,
John,
you're right.
That's where the live shows came from, and that's where all the extra interviews came from. And trust me, it's not one of the things that I like talking about. I want this to be over so I can talk about other things. Like, I really want, I'm so sick of talking about
baseball.
you like baseball? Sox in the Basement, the other podcast that we have, folks. Sox in the Basement, the number one White Sox podcast there is. Okay, we just had Andy Mazur, the brand new play-by-play guy for the White Sox, on this week. Scott Merkin was on last week. He's a great guy, too.
He's great.
They're all nice guys, and I can't wait for baseball, and I just want it to, I want a full 66 days, 60 games, and the playoffs, and I'm just really hoping that it all works out.
Sox, they got a good squad.
They're going to be good.
They're going to be good.
They're going to be very, very good, and they're going to and they have good pitching, and being able to go deeper to a 30-man roster and being able to play this shortened games. Like, I mean, yeah, they might get off to a slow start, and then it doesn't matter because if you have a bad week, you're pretty much done. But I mean, if they put it together, it could be a really fun 2 months.
It really could be.
And it could end with the last 3 days of the regular season, the Sox playing the Cubs, and both teams trying to make it into the playoffs. And this place is, the city will have something finally to like take their minds off of everything else that's going on. And I would expect that you guys, if you're hopefully still open and everything's going well, we'll have good crowds and big screen TVs playing the game, and it'll be a big deal for you guys too. So hopefully both teams do well. Right?
I agree.
You want sports teams to do well, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think both teams have a lot of guns. Actually, let me ask you guys this. I don't follow sports, but...
hold on.
But let me ask you this.
He goes, obviously. Both teams have a lot of guns. And I was like, well, I don't know what he's talking about. And then like, he was just like, I'm just going to throw a term out there and hopefully it sounds sportsy.
Well, let me ask you this.
And he also lost in a game of pig.
We just saw your jump shot, Sal. So you didn't really have to say that.
Okay, damn. Because that was a term a friend of mine who follows sports told me, he goes, if you ever want to sound like you follow sports, just say, they have a lot of guns.
They have a lot of guns.
It didn't work.
It doesn't work.
Damn.
It doesn't work. It wouldn't work in soccer. It wouldn't work in football. What would that work in? Wouldn't work in basketball? Like, what would it work? They have a lot of guns.
Just say, hey, that squad, they got a lot of grit.
I like the way those boys play.
Grit,
yeah. Okay. A lot of grit, a lot of grindiness. Okay, grindiness is a good one.
They're really grinding.
They got a lot of heart.
The fire and the passion.
A lot of heart.
A lot of heart.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what you go with. All right. Two guys with a lot of heart. We're going to get out of here. Sal Munoz over at Unitad. Go visit him. He's in the heart of Evergreen Park. You can talk to him about his jump shot. And we also have John Fran from Open Outcry, who did an amazing thing this week and looked out for his customers. And if you're not supporting a guy like that, I don't know who you're supporting. This is the EP Podcast. Thank you very much for listening. We will see you soon. And we're going to sit out here in the backyard. It's a beautiful night. Crack open a couple of beers without the microphones. That's when the language is going to get blue. Hannah, you did an excellent job.
Well, thank you very much. It's so nice being out here. Sal and John, so great to have you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Another show is wrapped up. Another show's in the books. Another show is wrapped up. And then by the looks, it's going to be a good one. And we'll see you next week. And the nudist basement. And the nudist basement. Another show is wrapped up. Another show is wrapped up. Another show is wrapped up. And it's in the books. Another show is wrapped up. Another show is wrapped up. And by the looks, it's gonna be a good one. Nudist basement. Broadcast basement. The Nudist Basement. The Broad Basement.
The EP Podcast. Heard everywhere podcasts can be found. And always at theeppodcast.com.